This recording, Alabama 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job, this time in the North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic. This made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her. But Sarah managed by gently striking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, Comma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in a farm near Elberta, Alabama, which was in Elberta, Alabama, Baldwin County, which is in lower Alabama by Gulf Shores, Alabama. I was born in 1981 in a rather large hospital about 30 miles down the road. My parents were raised, my mother was raised on a farm all her life. Her parents were both farmers. They had anywhere from skunks, chickens, goose, geese, cows, any kind of animal you could ever think of, pretty much. It's a real small town, probably less than 1,000 people. It's a real old, it's actually a German town, which our family has no German in it. We're from Romania, about 200, 300 years ago. The biggest nearest city is probably an hour, hour and a half away, which is Mobile. It's a real big port city. I live about 10 miles from the beach of Gulf Shores, the Gulf of Mexico, real sandy beaches. We have, obviously lots of tourists come down there and enjoy our beaches. My parents met in high school. In 10th grade, they've always been together. They went to college together and pretty much, always loved each other. Growing up, I always liked to hunt and fish with my dad. We always went fishing out in the Gulf or fishing in the bays or rivers. Hunting was probably my favorite thing that me and my dad did all the time. He showed me how to shoot a gun when I was real, real little. And pretty much we bonded just through hunting and fishing. And up until recently, he started racing cars, which he raced on a dirt track, which is about a quarter of a mile. It's a lot of fun. But now, since I'm in college, I don't ever get to see him. Growing up in high school, middle school, and elementary school, graduated in high school about 280. The whole high school had about 2,000 people in it. Made a lot of friends. Basically, I'm just from a real small town in Alabama, where Southern hospitality is just a great thing that we always like to have.